Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, who joins us every week at this time from the Republican American. She covers our area, and we talk about stories that we followed and that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Well, it's election and COVID. Those are the topics of discussion and probably will be for a while. We have, obviously, election tomorrow, and we're all watching. All of us in the communications area have chatted and are trying to figure out the best way to get all the results in, because it's different this year. We're not going to have all those poll watchers and people out there helping, so it's going to be a struggle.
It's funny. You and I have talked.
Dale Jones
from WZBG. I've spoken with him. I've spoken with a bunch of people. And unlike previous years where I'm in this studio, I'll be home in my home studio. And I will be having the election results, and we will be putting them on the air, and we will be putting them up on CATV6 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect to be a very mean and nasty person on Wednesday morning, because I know I'll have to probably stay up late to get our results with the Oler and Horn meet, because it was that close before, so we'll see what happens.
It was a nail biter 2 years ago, so yeah, we'll see what happens, but we'll all be on it. So it's a frenetic day for all of us, but we'll be out there.
Hey, you know, I stopped by the food drive that they did yesterday, not the food drive, the giveaway of free USDA food at Housatonic, the FFA, putting that together, and I got a box of food for a friend of mine who only has a scooter, and I was absolutely blown away at how well they had it arranged and the amount of food that people were able to get. It was absolutely amazing.
It was. Very well done. The kids at the FFA actually instituted the thing, because they had done something in July and they wanted to do it again. And this offer came from the USDA. It's a double pronged. They want to help people who, you know, can use the food, and also help the farmers keep the supply chain going. So the kids and volunteers and were out there, the adult volunteers, they had them in little clusters, and people could just drive up and get food. And as you said, the packages were filled, and fruits and vegetables and milk and yogurt and some meat, all kinds of things. So it really was a heartwarming day.
And the FFA was very smart. They put in each box about their FFA store,
right? Yes,
which was that smart. That's
right.
You know.
Yes,
you know?
It is coming up. Christmas is coming, COVID or not. So it really was. We went from there to the Get Out the Vote rally on the Green in Salisbury, organized by Maria Horn. So as we said, election, and COVID are the topics to be had this week. Speaking of that, there was a meeting with the Department of Public Health on last week, and our interim superintendent, Lisa Carter, was there, as was on the line, as was North Canaan's selectman, Charlie Perotti, because Canaan has been deemed a hot zone, and there was talk some towns will be reverting back to the phase two of the pandemic regulations, and some in North Canaan, Charlie has determined that they're going to stay at phase three, because it's pretty well contained at Gear, the virus. That's why the numbers are up so high there. And he just doesn't want to limit the few restaurants that are there. So,
and they're also going to get, there's going to be free testing that you have to register for by tomorrow.
But
it's not till next week.
November 9th,
yeah.
Right. So just go on the website and you'll find, or look at the article, and you'll see how to call and register to get a free test. Region 1, the sports committee had a meeting the other night, the middle school sports committee. And there was quite a Aaron Drislane, the board chairman from Canaan, was quite adamant about having sports. The principals in the elementary schools have said no middle school sports this year, at least not until spring, if then. They feel, you know, there's so much protection and safety that needs to be guarded. And Aaron was felt that, you know, they should, because the high school has it and other middle schools in the area have put on programs, that Region 1 should consider at least going back to doing it intra-region. But
her comments created quite a bit of backlash on Facebook.
Did it?
She got on and she tried to explain her comments. Oh, yeah, big backlash.
I didn't
see
that. But.
Some people said, go to 35 minutes into the meeting to see the real fun. There was a lot of backlash about the comments.
Yeah, it was an interesting exchange. And, Lisa Carter was pretty strong in her, views.
She's done a great job. She was very strong. I'll tell you what, the more I see what she's done and the other two people that they have that split the assistant superintendents, they should just end the job searching. I think they're all doing a spectacular job under circumstances that are unbelievable.
We have been very lucky here in the region because of that. You know, you're reading about schools elsewhere. Of course, it's a lot of luck, too, but they have really put everything in place and worked very hard.
Open and transparent, so they should save some money and just keep all those people in the appointments as full-time, because they're all being spectacular and under the toughest of conditions to take over those positions.
It is. They came in at a terrible time, yeah. So looking ahead for the week, Marshall, other than the election, I assume the Region 1 board is meeting tonight, and I don't know about Salisbury Selectmen.
Well, I've got it here that they've got a meeting scheduled at 5, and the Inland Wetlands is at 5:30. What else is going on today?
Well, Canaan's Board of Selectmen has moved its meeting from tonight to Wednesday because of the election and setting up and stuff. I meant to check on Salisbury, but I assume there's still a go.
Yeah.
Just check that out.
But there's also some meetings scheduled for tomorrow that I don't think are going on.
Well, Cornwall Board of Selectmen is continuing.
Okay, they are. All right, they are.
Yeah.
The Sharon Women's Club, Ellis Food Closet, looking for donations. If you go to vote in Sharon at Sharon Center School, bring canned goods for people.
Yeah, let's just make sure people know Sharon and Cornwall will be holding elections at the schools rather than town halls. That's unique this year. So.
Now, also, it's down here that the Falls Village Board of Education is going to meet tomorrow, but I'm not so sure that that's the case.
I think they've moved that.
Yeah.
I think to Thursday, I believe. Yeah. It's just people should check, because sometimes they change it on election night and a pre-election night to move to other days. So people should really check that out.
All right.
And sure, there'll be other stuff coming.
Well, I'm sure I'll be speaking to you tomorrow night at some
time.
I'm sure,
and it's been a busy time, and then afterwards, hopefully, we'll have firm numbers, and we'll know what's happening by this time next week.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next week, and hold your breath.
Right. Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
Okay, Ruth.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.